In today's episode, I want to discuss why 2021 is going to be the year of the part-time entrepreneur. My name is Ben LaForte, and I am the host of the Making of a Millionaire podcast, where each episode we are going to be discussing a new personal finance concept, and I'm going to discuss how that concept can help improve your life. So if you're ready to get going, let's start the show. So one of the people I follow, both their writing and their podcast, is Scott Galloway. He is a professor at the NYU Stern School of Business, and he basically nailed it when he described the impact of COVID-19 and its impact on the global economy, not as a change agent, but as an accelerant. A lot of people have referred to COVID as a change agent, something that's changing the way we live, and in many ways it does. But by an accelerant, what Professor Galloway is referring to is he's talking about how in 2020 and in 2021, a lot of the trends that were already taking place in society, in the economy, just moved forward decades in a matter of months. So some of these examples include, you know, if you think about the shift from buying physical, you know, products at physical retail to online retail. A lot less people going in stores and a lot more people buying online. That was something that was happening pre-COVID. It's just happened, you know, a lot faster. Another example is the shift from movie theaters. You know, movie theaters, there was already a slow trend of more people watching movies at home on their couch using Netflix or Disney Plus or these other streaming services. But COVID has shifted that completely away from movie theaters to everyone watching movies at home. Using, you know, online grocery apps, that was something that grocery stores were really beginning to dabble with. But at least where I live in Canada, it was not mainstream. And now it is mainstream. Personally, I love pickup groceries, you know, ordering online and having someone just drive to the grocery store and someone put it in the back of my trunk for me. I don't think I'll ever go back to regular grocery shopping again. I think that is a way better way to buy groceries. Not only because the convenience, which is huge, but the saving of money. Even if they charge a small surplus for the service, think of all the money you waste in a grocery store just wandering the aisles and picking up random things that you don't need and just adds to your grocery bill. If you are buying all that online, you just click, click, click what you need, and you're not getting that kind of impulse buying when you're buying online through groceries, which is great. Now, the last one, which is what I want to talk about today, is the acceleration of working from home rather than an office. This has been something that's, you know, been more and more people have been occasionally working from home. But in 2020 and in 2021, working from home has gone mainstream. So what I want to discuss today is why 2021 is the year of the part-time entrepreneur and why it's never been easier or more important to launch a side business. So first, let's discuss the importance of diversifying your income streams. When it comes to investing, anyone who has looked at the evidence has basically come to the conclusion and agreed that diversifying your investment portfolio is a smart idea. Diversification is nothing more than a way to manage risk. If one investment in your portfolio drops, those losses can be offset by another investment that's increasing in value. So here's the truth that I talk about all the time in my writing, and I'm going to be talking about all the time on this podcast. Your income is the most important investment that you will ever have. I'm going to repeat that again. Your income, your ability to earn a wage, is the most important investment you will ever have. The reason? All other savings and investments are only made possible by the income you can generate for yourself. Economists would call this your human capital. Your ability to earn an income is your human capital. And it's always confused me why so many people accept that it's important to diversify our financial capital, our investment portfolio, but so few people consider the benefits of diversifying your human capital. Again, this is your most important investment, and we are very concentrated. We have one source of income. We have our day job. all of our human capital eggs are in one basket. And if you were to lose your job, that basket drops and all your eggs smash. Now, that's where the importance of a side hustle or a side business comes into play. Because if you now have multiple sources of income, if you were to lose one of them, you potentially could still be okay and cover your bills if you have another source of income that's strong enough. So if you have two sources of income or three sources of income that can cover your basic living expenses, that is huge in terms of your financial security. Now, broadly speaking, there are two types of side hustles. One are second jobs. So think about this as like driving for Uber or Lyft, something where you're working a predictable number of hours and earning a predictable wage. That's a second job. The side business is the second type of side hustle, and it's the one I want to focus on. So a side business is just anything that provides you scalable income. And by scalable income, I mean there is no there's no cap on the income you can earn, but there's also no guarantee that you'll earn any money at all. So starting a blog, starting a podcast, selling a digital product, setting up an e-commerce store, these are all examples of side businesses that have scalable income. So think about this, your side business is kind of diversifying your portfolio of human capital. And I started a side business because I wanted to add some stocks to my portfolio of human capital. So much like your financial capital, your human capital, the income you earn, can be diversified into stock-like assets and bond-like assets. So your actual human capital could look like a stock or a bond. So if you're like a tenured professor who has extreme job security, I can't think of many people who have better job security than a tenured professor. Your human capital would look like a bond. You're getting the same amount of money that's hitting your bank account every 2 weeks with a small chance, very small chance of getting fired, but you're getting a predictable income and a predictable pay raise every year. There's probably a grid where you're getting paid. It's extremely stable and extremely predictable. That's a bond-like human capital. If you own a business or you work 100% commission sales job, like my parents were realtors, both of them, their human capital looked like a stock because they could have months where they'd have huge spikes in income where they're making, you know, what someone might make in a year in a month. And then they could have months where they don't make any money whatsoever. So there's huge volatility, but huge upside, potential upside in the human capital. That's when your human capital looks like a stock. So to, you know, I picked a side business to diversify my human capital because my human capital looks like a bond. I have very stable income, high job security. So does my wife. We both have defined benefit pensions. Like we have so much bond-like human capital that we needed to kind of branch out and get that upside that a side business provides. So we added some stocks into our portfolio of human capital. And if your human capital looks like a bond, then a side business is a great way to diversify your human capital. Because if you have a bond-like human capital and you start a side business, you have all the benefits of that stable income from the 9-to-5 job, and then you get the upside from a side business. It really is the best of both worlds in diversifying in that way. And that has allowed me to increase my income substantially and increase my wealth substantially because my day job, my 9-to-5 job, covers all of my living expenses that I have. And my side business, then I'm able to invest every single penny I earn from that side business. So why is 2020 and 2021, why you know, in this post, you know, this COVID and post-COVID era, why is this the time for part-time entrepreneurs to start rising? Because we're working from home. So there's traditionally been two major barriers to starting a business, even a part-time one. So the money required to start a business and the time commitment required to run a business. So the rise of social media and all these e-commerce platforms like Shopify, everything else like that, they've made it really cheap to start a business. You can start a digital business these days, sometimes with nothing. I started making Millionaire. I did not invest a single penny. I started writing on Medium for free. They didn't charge me to start writing, and I started making income. And once I started making income from that, I reinvested that money I made from writing into other things. But I actually didn't start with a penny, and now it is a full-fledged side business. So it is possible to start a digital business from scratch or for very little, right? You don't need thousands of dollars to start a digital business these days. The other issue, though, that still remained, though, the internet didn't solve everything. The other issue was that time piece. So if you're working 40 hours a week and commuting to and from work every day, you don't have much time to run a side business. And if you have a family, like you have kids, you have even less time. But the shift to working from home has broken down that time barrier. I used to get up at 6:30 a.m., spend an hour getting ready, I'd drive to the office, and I'd start work at 8:30. So there's a two-hour gap there between when I actually woke up and when I got to the office and started doing anything that I was getting paid for. Now you add in the time on driving home, and that's 3 hours a day or 15 hours a week I spent just simply getting ready for work and traveling to and from work. So since COVID hit and since I've been working from home full time, now I roll out of bed at 8:15, pour a cup of coffee, and I walk down the hall to my home office and I start working. Except I don't get up at 8:15. I continue to get up at 6:30 a.m. I work on my side hustle, my side business, until 8:30 a.m. So I'm either writing, recording podcasts, doing all that stuff, working on Making a Millionaire. Then during that time at the end of the day where I would have been commuting home, again, I'm working on Making a Millionaire. I'm working on the side business. Throw in an extra half an hour at lunch and a few hours each day on the weekend. And I'm easily able to carve out now 25 hours a week to work on my side business. So that is just like an incredible amount of extra flexibility added to my schedule. And I'll add too that this really works best with a digital business. So I have those 25 hours per week. But the best thing about a digital business too is it provides you that flexibility of when you work. I don't have set hours. I don't have a store where I need to be there 9 to 5. And that's perfect for a side business. I'm a writer. I have podcasts. I have course sales, all of this stuff. I can just flip open my laptop whenever I have time. So this does work best if you have a digital side business with very flexible hours and minimal customer support. But it is possible, you know, opening up that time does provide you with more ways to be able to start a side business. So that's why, and I think working from home, not everybody will be working from home 5 days a week, but we are moving to a model where more people are going to be working from home more often. And that is going to open up more potential for people to work on their side projects. And I do believe that over the next 2 to 3 years, we are going to see a massive rise in part-time entrepreneurs. And that is going to lead and help people accelerate their wealth and take control of their finances. So that's going to do it for me today, guys. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. If you do, leave me a rating, a review. It really helps grow the podcast. If you enjoy it, please share with a friend that you think would benefit and enjoy this podcast. If you want to keep up with all my writing, I'll put a link to my weekly newsletter in the show notes where you can follow all the writing on Make a Millionaire and get updated on new podcast episodes. So have a great week, guys, and I'll talk to you guys again next time. This podcast is for informational purposes only. It should not be considered financial or legal advice. Not all information will be accurate. Consult a financial professional before making any major financial decisions.